Page 167, he became a delegate to the States General, where he emerged, together with Caspar Fagel, at that time Griffier, clerk, of the States of Holland, and William III, as a leading figure in the field of foreign policy. Not only was he directly involved in the peace negotiations with France, but he also consulted Michael de Ruyter about strengthening the fleet and later managed to persuade the Spanish to carry out a diversionary action against the French. Van Beuningen thus had ample opportunity to hone his diplomatic skills. He nonetheless continued, for the whole of his active life, to be part of Amsterdam's municipal government. This was not unusual in the Dutch Republic. While Van Beuningen was sojourning in Sweden in 1652, Nanning Kaiser, pensionary of Hoorn, was sent to the Danish court. Johan Meerman, a member of Leiden's town council, traveled as a special envoy to England in 1667 August. Jacob de Witt, burgomaster of Dordrecht and the father of Johan de Witt, the future grand pensionary, served as a special envoy to Sweden in 1644 May. These men, and others like them, combine international diplomacy with local public office. Such posts were considered.